I'm weary, can't you hear me? When do we stop for tea? I feel I'm going out of my mind. Would you like to come with me? Right, left, you clod. Here comes the awkward squad. Pass me a flagon from out of the wagon, the fat old sergeant said. The cook says he can't read the cookery book, so he's making a broth of his head. Right, left, you clod. Here comes the awkward squad. The quartermaster's going faster, he ain't going to halt. The colonel's a nut, as we all know, and I think it's a major fault. Right, left, you clod. Here comes the awkward squad.
Maudie chuckled to herself, recalling the season she was put in training. All the recruits were so dim and clumsy that they were named the Awkward Squad. The tree line was in plain view now. Stately beeches, spreading oaks and shrubby elders were easily discernible. Maybe that was where Bungwin's friend, the owl, Azio Bardwing, lived. There was no discernible sound from behind her, but a sudden instinct caused the hare maid to turn round. She thought she caught a swift flash of shiny green flanks topping a mound, but then they vanished from sight. She thought it could be the sand lizards following her, bent on some sort of revenge for the beating she had meted out to them, but she could not be sure. Maudie reasoned that it would not do any harm to let them know she was ready and able for them. On shouldering her knapsack, she made an elaborate show of rolling up her tunic sleeves and spitting on her paws in a truculent manner. Then she yelled out a challenge.
Come for another dose, what? You snotty-snouted sneakers. Well, here's the girl who's jolly well ready for ye. Show yourselves if you bloomin' well dare. You blighters are dealing with a long patrol boxing champion. Did you know Big Stinky Wathers, eh? Well, he didn't last one round with me. Aye, and Nut Paw Jarkins, Sideswiper Smythe, and Fearless Frink McClurch. I laid them all out, despite the fact that they were proper pugilists. Ha! I could whip the flippin' lot of ye with one paw tied behind my back. So, come on, who'll be first for a good helping of poor Puddin', ye lily-livered layabouts?
There was no reply from the scrublands. Maudie shouldered a pack and pressed on, muttering to herself darkly.
Just let him try. They don't call me Mad Maudie for nothing, what? Sand lizards, ha! They'll be slit gizzards by the time I've finished with them.
She reached the trees whilst it was still daylight. Gathering some firewood, the young hare maid set about lighting a small fire in the shade of an oak. Rummaging through her pack, she came up with some chestnut flour, dried berries and hazelnuts. Adding water to the flour, she kneaded it into a firm, stiff dough, sprinkling it liberally with nuts and berries. Maudie rolled it out into a long sausage shape. After coiling it around a green stick, she proceeded to cook it over the flames. The result was an appetising, if somewhat curiously shaped cake, which she called a thropple twist, in honour of her family name.